And so there I was, early Sunday morning, working away in my office here at home, and I had the window open, and I heard this screech of a car pulling up right outside. And I thought, oh, interesting. So I peeked out of the open window to see what was going off. And this oik of a chap, well, he wasn't really a chap, he had very foul manners. He got out of his car, and then right outside my house, he pulled down his trousers, got the old fella out, and started to urinate right by my front door. I thought, how foul, how shameless, how shocking, even for around these parts. And so I sort of tiptoed as to where the open window was, and then shouted out very loudly, "You dirty dog!" And then promptly ducked for cover. And I peeked through my semi-open shutters, and he managed to urinate all down his trousers. Such was the shock and the surprise I caught him by. But still, he had no shame. He carried her along. He was spraying it all around, all outside the public pavement, outside my front door. And so I thought, well, maybe I need to try again. So I just said this time, "Disgusting!" And again, he looked out. And this time, he didn't actually urinate down his trousers, but he managed to urinate over my front fence. It was pretty foul. It was disgusting. It was really, really horrid for a Sunday morning. And I don't know what the solution is, apart from personal restraint. Yes, there's times when you're caught short, and even if you are caught that short, I don't know. Is public manners or public decency, is it better to actually wet yourself and have a warm patch and then go home and wash your trousers than to actually make a real spectacle of yourself in public? We've even got local parks very, very nearby. He was driving. He clearly pulled up, thought he'd find a nice quiet area, my nice quiet area, although it's not so nice, and then decorate the pavement down below. So not at all very happy about that, and it's given me plenty to think about with the overall master plan.